Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm RJ Choppy. He is Roy White. That is Troy Hughes over there. Sean is out today. And on the phone, we have, as always, the one and only
Mike Fisher.
Morning, Mike. How are we doing?
Morning, boys. I've got two NFL draft Cowboys-related lists for you. You know why I have a couple of lists?
Because America loves lists?
People do love lists.
Okay.
That's Chris Arnold.
All right, well, let's hear him.
That's my Chris Arnold imitation. my buddy K.D. Drummond came up with, a few years ago, six tells and tendencies. And he really did a good job of kind of studying over the course of Jerry Jones's time here, what do the Cowboys do come draft time? Are there certain things that, you know, if you look and if you stare into their face, you can't see their cards. You can only see the back of their cards. But if you stare into their face and you watch their fingers fidget, and you watch the way they're moving around, do they have tells? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about, Choppy?
Yeah, watch that nose. Right? That nose is twitching.
Yeah.
That nostril's getting a little flared up.
All right, so let's take their six tells, and then with one gigantic change, and let's see how it applies to this year's draft, all right?
Let's
tell
do it.
Tell number one, they try to take the best player in the draft at his position. Now, that's going to be awfully hard to do at 58, agreed?
Best player in the – yeah, because, I mean, if
– I think that would
be a quarterback, yeah, or whatever. It could be tough.
Okay. Although, we'll circle back to this, but look at the track record here. Starting in 2010, they thought Dez Bryant was the best receiver. They took him. Other people thought Demaryius Thomas was the best, but they thought Dez was. They thought Tyron Smith was as good as J.J. Watt. They took Tyron Smith, best player at his position. They thought Mo Claiborne was the next Deion Sanders. They took the best player at his position. They did it with Travis Frederick, the best center in his draft. They did it with Zach Martin, the best guard in his draft.
Yep.
I think they did it with Byron Jones, the best safety in his draft. And then obviously they definitely did it with Ezekiel Elliott, the best running back in his draft. Taco Charlton doesn't quite apply here. And Leighton Vander Esch didn't apply at the time, but history might say that worked out okay. So is there any way that you can take the best player to position at 58? Because the Cowboys' tendency since 2010, says they love to do that. I would submit to you that their opinion of two of the safeties, Taylor Rapp and Juan Thornhill, is so high that you might end up at 58. If you take one of those two safeties, you could still say that tendency number one still rolls. The Cowboys' tendency number one tries to do everything it can to take the best player at his position.
Yeah, I guess if they're taking a punter or a kicker, you could also have the best player at your position.
Outside of that, Choppy, yeah. You always bring up the punter. Actually, that's Gavin Spittle that's in charge of the punters.
That's right. That's his bag.
Okay, here's tell number two. They wait until the second year of their new defensive coordinator before they flood the defense with picks. And this seems like really almost obscure until you look at the chart. Rob Ryan's second season, they drafted twice as many defensive players as they did in his first season. Same thing with Monty Kiffin. Same thing with Rod Marinelli. Now, Marinelli's still here, but Chris Richard, Rod will say, is the co-defensive coordinator. You watch. They will lean towards defense, the idea being that Chris Richard now knows the personnel better, having seen him for a year, and so now can make more changes than he might have made previously. Tell number three, and we know this one well here at The Fan because of how often, especially on the morning show, we get to hang out with Jerry Jones. You boys know I call him Jerry Poppins, right?
Oh, yeah.
You do.
Because he likes to put a spoonful of sugar down your throat. But Jerry Poppins is not faking it when it comes to when he talks about draft plans. When you listen to that pre-draft press conference, that thing is full of Easter eggs. And Steven did it this year, too. They very openly talk about the admiration for these safeties. They openly talk about the desire for a running back. They don't And they don't give you names, but they certainly drop you hints. So if you listen to those hints, Cowboys fans get a better idea of what Dallas is trying to do here. Tell number four, those 30 visits and those visits to the star overall.
Yep, absolutely.
You go back and look, and I've only got the partial list so far. I'll finish it this morning, and we'll mention it at G-Bag Nation's Day at 11:20. But Bobby Carpenter visited, Anthony Spencer visited, Felix Jones, Dez Bryant, Tyron, Travis, Zach, on and on and on. And, you know, get that 30 list in front of you, and then all the rest of the list too, because as we're sitting here Thursday night, Friday, Saturday, the Cowboys will pick names from a list of guys that they've seen a lot of. They don't waste those 30 visits, and I think that tendency intel will continue this year.
Yeah, they've got to. I mean, if they haven't met with the guy, it's just, you know, because everyone they met with is off the board, and now they're just taking shots in the dark. Do they have a social media policy like we've saw yesterday, where if you do some controversial stuff on social media, you are off teams' draft boards?
I think everybody's parents should be in charge of telling them, and this doesn't just go for NFL draft picks. This goes for every college boy and college girl who's on social media with a red Solo cup and their fingers spread in a V position and they're doing something they think is funny and nasty. That will not get you hired at your next job. Not just in football, period. So, no, I don't think that you have to go back and say, oh, this guy said something really stupid and even racist or sexist or homophobic when he was 15. I don't know that that crosses you off the list, but mom and dad, you should be in charge of that so NFL teams don't have to be.
Okay.
Tell number five, follow the money. This team does look around the corner. And I asked Jerry and Steven that at that pre-draft press conference, and they gave great answers about their ability to be versatile and flexible because of where they are in the cap and how they've managed it. But you still have to make draft picks in anticipation, and this team does it really well. They knew that DeMarcus Ware was about done, and they picked Tank Lawrence. They did it with Anthony Hitchens. They did it with Zach Martin because they knew that Doug Free was about done in the offensive line. They did it with Gavin Escobar, thinking that Jason Witten was about done. Who would have thought that Jason Witten would have way outplayed and outlasted Gavin Escobar? And now the place where this jumps out at me, guys, is at defensive tackle. Tyron Crawford has next year left on his contract, but it's an expensive year and an escapable year. Malik Collins, this is the final year of his contract. And obviously Tyron Crawford's been instrumental in this team's defense being good and locker room being good. But, you know, I think there's an $8 million savings if you say goodbye to him after this year. And Malik Collins, as again, when he plays, he's good, and he plays hurt. But, boy, he's hurt a lot with those feet and ankles and the rest. Do you want to pay those two guys next year, or do you start looking around the corner and try to draft a defensive tackle this year? The tendency says that they do. And then finally, and here's the big change. Up until a couple years ago, almost 80% of the time in the Jerry Jones regime, Dallas trades their first-round pick. Roy, 80%. They had traded 20 of the first 26 years their first-round pick, up, down, out of the first, sideways, whatever.
Wow.
Jerry Jones did not pick his first-rounder in the original slot 20 out of 26 times. The note here is that this has changed, and I think Will McClay is the power who suggested if we've got our board build right, we don't have to do that.
Yeah, that's a Steelers thing. The Steelers, like, they don't move. The Patriots, you know, the Patriots do, but the Steelers are one of those teams, they just don't move around.
And so I don't know that there's a right answer here. I just know that on tell number six, the Cowboys have made a noticeable change from Jerry Jones, who loves the art of the deal. Agreed?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I think Jerry trades not just because it's wise, not just because it's wise, but also because it's fun.
Yeah.
And I think they've pulled way back from that. So there are your six tells and tendencies. Follow those, and you'll have some really good clues onto what Dallas does this week.
Okay, so knowing all this, you know, you would be surprised then if they went in which direction with their pick, either a player, a position, a movement, what?
Okay, I'll be even more specific than that. Knowing all this, I will give you the three guys that I think would represent an ideal draft for the Cowboys. Keeping in mind, ideal would be that they somehow got to draft in the first round, which they don't. They're obviously ecstatic about Amari Cooper being their first-round pick. And I think, are we all in agreement on that? Is there any argument there?
That Amari's their first-round pick?
No.
They drafted Amari Cooper in the first round on Thursday.
I think it's more likely that Travis Frederick's their first-round pick. Amari was here last year. Travis.
Okay, that's funny. But I'm with you, Fish. Amari's younger than some guys that are coming out in the first round this year.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
24 years old. Obviously, he's going to be more expensive once they get the extension done. But even if you factor that in, I think our man Brian Broaddus, who tonight, by the way, they're taking the draft show on the road. Jeff Kavanaugh, Broaddus, and that gang will be there. Go on Twitter and you can find out where that's going to be. I'm going to be there, too, up in the colony. But the Cowboys view Amari Cooper as being their first-round pick, and Broaddus, I think, says, Roy, you might have seen this too, that Amari Cooper would be a top-five pick if he was in this draft. So there's your guy. But here's the ideal draft in my mind that fits the Cowboys' wants and needs, first, second, and third pick. Pick 58 in the second round. I think if Taylor Rapp is there, I think they're thrilled. I think he's RKG for everything they want, and the fact, as we mentioned yesterday, that he didn't run a great 40 time, that may push him down into their laps. There's some people who think he's a first-round pick. I'm sure the Cowboys have at least a high second-round grade on him. If somehow they get Taylor Rapp or Thornhill at 58, that's a bonanza. You'll note that their names begin with T, T, I'm going someplace with that. Pick number 90. I think Dallas has a great affection for Central Florida defensive tackle Tristan Hill. Now, 90 might be a little high for him. You might have to pick him at 58 to get him. But remember what we said about defensive tackle and the around-the-corner thing. Tristan Hill, as pick number 90, works for me. Tristan, Choppy, as you probably figured out by now, begins with a T.
Yeah, I did figure that one out. Yeah.
Okay, and then you probably
sensing a theme
where I'm going at pick number 128, fourth round. Cowboys have a bunch of running backs who they seem to admire. Texas A&M running back Travion Williams at pick 128. Okay. Maybe he goes before that. Maybe they end up with David Montgomery in there, or maybe Alabama's Damian Harris is up there higher. But Travion Williams, there's a lot to like there. And remember what the Cowboys have talked about. They want an every down back. They don't want a scat back. They don't want a web back. They're not looking for some little change of pace guy. They want a real running back. Travion Williams is a little on the small side, but he's an every down, do everything NFL running back, and his first name begins with T. So there you go, Choppy. It's second round Taylor Rapp or Juan Thornhill, pick number 90, Tristan Hill, defensive tackle, and pick 128, Travion Williams, and it's T, T, and T. Everything fits to a T.
All right. Surrounded by T's. Kind of like that, Mike.
Strong alliteration, Mike.
Yep.
I appreciate it.
It's really what I do.
Yeah, it is. It's all you do, but it's what you do.
Hopefully it's also what the Cowboys do, and I'm not just doing it because I think it's fun.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.